magic in your body somewhere stored. Throughout it is the Leb and Saturn process of storing your karma, your past karma, and all your incomplete tasks. Ask to sense how heavy or burdened the lead is in your body, and ask now meditatively to collapse all your karma, to complete everything, therefore to lighten your lead. Imagine communicating to the lords of Saturn, who govern karma, the lords of karma, and ask to receive a karmic dispensation to be freed of all karma. Sense that this opens your future into a vast new unknown, not limited anymore by the past. Now ask to sense the radiation process in your body. Imagine and ask to activate the radiation from your spirit that dissolves your body. Imagine this wave of radiation from above dissolving your body.
do this again. Oh, yes.
So we're going to work on the salt process and activate the energy of Saint Peter, the disciple, who is holding the keys of heaven. Again, I'm just explaining it briefly, but when you feel the energy, you internalize it, see what happens for you. I might as well explain the next one while we're at it. We'll also work on the phosphorus process. Now, phosphorus, you may know, is in matchstick heads. It's in flares. It's an intense, it's a mineral that burns with an intense white flame. Phosphorus is key in your cells, in all your metabolism, is ATP, which you may have heard of, adenosine triphosphate. Phosphate basically carries light, the energy of light in your cells that you've extracted from food. Now, most people, the energy they use in their day-to-day body is based on food and based on the world, on trying to get energy out of the world, and often being dependent on other people, often emotional needs. Some people even, you know, parasitize their energy. But as you're on the spiritual path, what happens is the phosphorus literally realigns and starts channeling cosmic energy, spiritual energy, energy from the spiritual world that is free, universal, but unique to your spirit, so that you feel that you are tapping this energy source. So even if you're going to eat, obviously eating food and so on, you've got this higher energy flow all the time. So we'll shift into that, but you may already be feeling quite tired, exhausted. You're no doubt going to feel more tired and exhausted along the way, along the path. Once you're on the spiritual path, you can't stop it. You can't say, sorry, it was a mistake. No, I didn't know, you know. I didn't know these crises are going to happen to me. The breakdown of my lower self. But the breakdown of the old energy use in your body, it shifts your phosphorus into receiving higher current. But temporarily, as that shifting happens, you have deep exhaustion. The same kind of exhaustion that people get diagnosed ME with. A deep, deep fatigue in your body and mind. But the quicker you shift the phosphorus, the quicker you go through the fatigue.
Okay, so let's do those.
So visualize then your column of light. I'd like you now to imagine going into your heart, visualizing the blood in your heart and in your body. And imagine in your heart is a doorway to the kingdom of heaven, to spirit. Ask to activate now the salt or sodium chloride process in your heart to show you through that salt process how reliable, trustworthy and spiritually responsible are you. Get a sense of how well spirit trusts you and you are reliably on the path. Salt in your heart and blood. Try to imagine that doorway to spirit is made of salt. Thank you. now imagine in your blood and in your body, particularly in your liver, there is light, sparks of light, which is the energy held by phosphorus. Ask to sense where you get this energy from. Imagine or sense if most of your phosphorus light comes from your food, from the world, from other people, or does it come from spirit? Spiritual light into your phosphorus. I want to activate now the laws of alchemy, and these are governed by various beings, but particularly by Vulcan. Now, Vulcan was a Greek god, and it's also the name of an esoteric planet in our solar system. The last stage of the human race in our cycle of evolution, we will be what's called the Vulcan race. We will all be Vulcan ruled. And what that will mean, as we internalize the energy of Vulcan, he was the blacksmith god in Greek mythology. He could make anything out of metals. He made weapons and things for the other gods. He could make anything beautiful out of base materials. And of course, in alchemy, there's all these ideas of trying to make precious objects out of crude, raw minerals. And it wasn't just for money, it was to finally realize that your body, you're absorbing crude materials from the earth, calcium, carbon, nitrogens and so on, and you're making finally a body that's a temple with powerful, intricate, precious metals and crystals and jewels by the end of the evolution. So what we'll do now is ask to activate the laws of alchemy. You might think, well, it's a bit far ahead. But what you do now will accelerate your future lives. Ask to activate the laws of alchemy, the initiations of Vulcan, to build that alchemical body temple. Okay. So, again, in your column of light. This time I'd like you to imagine your body is a home, a temple for your soul. And firstly sense if your soul, which you can imagine is a being of light, is happy living in your body as a temple, as a home? Or does it feel like it's not quite right for your soul? As if your soul is hovering outside? Try to imagine that your body is precious, a precious vehicle for your soul to focus on. Now ask to activate all the laws of alchemy through Vulcan into your body so that you have mastery over the mineral metal kingdom to build the perfect alchemical body for your soul. Imagine now that your body is a microcosm of the earth itself. Your body, your physical body, came out of the earth, out of materials within the earth. And imagine with these new laws of alchemy, you are extracting only the purest, most precious minerals and metals out of the earth for your body. we'll do a meditation to heal, preempt a healing needed in the digestive tract when we will be potentially eating cloned meat. Now, of course, you may be vegetarian, but it's going to affect you through dairy products, milk, and cheese. Cloned cows are flooding the market, right? The meat market. And the EU has lifted restrictions on import of cloned meat from various countries, particularly North America and Argentina. So over the next several months, we may get a lot of cloned meat, but it won't be labelled as cloned meat. There'll be no label warning, because one of the restrictions that was lifted was that restrictions on labelling, because it was thought that that would create a kind of trade conflict and competition and trade war. People wouldn't buy the cloned meat. So the idea is you won't quite know whether, I mean, obviously they're still campaigning against it, but a lot of people see nothing wrong with eating cloned meat. Now, of course, that's beef, cows mostly, but it will involve also cloned milk from cloned cows. Billions of, you know, litres of cloned milk will flood our markets. What do you think is the problem with a cloned animal? Any ideas? Basically, yes, animals are connected, don't have an individual soul, they have a group soul, and they have a group energy. So all cows are sharing one energy, the cow energy. Now, animals are particularly connected to the realm of emotional energy or astral energy. So they have a strong affinity to our astral bodies or emotional bodies, which a lot of people do use because animals are very healing through pets, you know, and so on, to people's emotional energies. Anyway, and some people have a stronger emotional bond with an animal than they do to have to humans, you know, because their emotional body still has to mature and reach the human stage of interaction, and it's easier to interact emotionally with an animal. But that's fine. Animals are very healing. But if you eat meat, a cloned animal cannot fully have a fresh new energy in its emotional aura. It can't, because it's a repeat of the parent. You know, a clone is simply a repetition of the energy in a parent that's cloned without any fresh new genetics or fresh new energy in the animal aura. So what it basically means, in Ayurvedic medicine, if you eat different types of food, there's sattvic food, which is the purest, highest form of food, rajasic, which is, you know, sattvic is things like, you know, honey and, you know, sugar, you know, flower essences and, you know, milk and things like that, very pure food. Rajasic food is basically food used for workers, soldiers, you know, people active. It would include, you know, vegetables and grains and, you know, high protein foods and pulses. Tamasic food is putrid, decaying, rotting food. And that includes meat, because meat is rotten, right? Now, I'm not advocating, you know, vegetarianism, I'm just saying. But cloned meat is more tamasic than you can ever imagine. It's the height of putrid, decayed, rotten meat. It's meat that, you know, if you had meat from a cloned cow, that isn't fresh beef. That beef isn't like, you know, a few months old. If the cow is a calf, you know, just a few months old. No, that meat is years old, because it's connected to the original flesh reproduced of the original. And that original cow may be just one cow, and it's cloned hundreds of cows. You see what I mean? It's not just the meat of the parent, it's the meat of a clone, and that clone is generating hundreds of others. And yeah, and for sure, and what will happen as this is the physical body will get denser and heavier, because people eating that clone meat, it will heavy their astral energies, the emotional energy flowing through their body will feel very stuck, very heavy, and very old. They will lose the capacity to really lighten the emotional body. It's going to cause a lot of problems, emotional problems. And people are already going through a lot of emotional problems. Fear, depression, anger, guilt, shame, you know, jealousy, envy. Now if you amplify those several fold, can you think of the emotional problems people will feel? And they won't necessarily directly blame the cloned meat. So what I think we need to do, because you can't easily avoid it, because if one cow is cloned and eaten somewhere, it affects all cows everywhere, because it's a shared energy. So even if you are eating normal beef, it's still affecting you.
How does that affect milk as well?
And milk is from cows.
Feel dense or?
That milk itself will be devitalized, it will be heavy, it will lose some of the vitality of a fresh milk produce. And in this household they have unpasteurized raw milk, so they're doing what they can. But anyway, so what we'll do is we'll now heal your guts of any pollution from cloned food. Okay. So visualize you're in your column of light. Imagine this time going into your solar plexus chakra. Imagining you are absorbing through your solar plexus, you're connecting to the energy of the food chain in the world. For a moment, just ask or imagine what it would feel like to have cloned food, whether that's meat or milk or any other cloned food. How does that make your energy feel? To clear out all connection to clone food out of your gut. Intend that all food entering your gut comes from true spiritual sources. Ask to connect to the light. feed it to the earth as you come back. If you had plant food, you'd think normally, if you had some food, that's going to give you some energy. You know, there's energy in the food.
Like your energy is actually going down.
Exactly. If you had plant food, there's actually, you're going to use up energy in order to break it down, metabolize it, and update it, because you have to input energy into the food to bring it into a state your body could use, which means you'd actually drain your body.
Is that the same for the GM?
To a degree, but this is worse. All right, so one more meditation. But don't worry about it, really. Now that you've got a meditation, you can antidote everything. You just say no. We'll do one for healing Japan, and essentially, one factor going on there, there's many, is that the earth itself, the surface of the earth, is unstable. Now you might think, okay, earthquakes and so on, but there's an energy structure to the planet itself. And won't get into all the details, there are 9 levels, 9 layers, as it were, imagine, of the earth. And the top layer on the surface, I mean, is like it's called the mineral earth level, is like an onion skin layer holding down a very powerful level underneath, which is called fluid earth level. And that fluid earth level is where there's a strong force of gel. Now, if you have expanding foam or gel, you've seen expanding foam filler, or of course shaving foam. If you see that, it expands with enormous pressure around and upwards. If you removed the top layer of the surface of the earth anywhere, you'd actually see this force field from inside the earth expand and fill the sky as a foam. Now, of course, science doesn't know this. It just sees the earth as a physical place, not as different levels of energy. Basically, if the surface level is weak, then the earth shakes, because these forces underneath the surface are so powerful, they create an earthquake. Now, one reason Japan has weakened the surface level, the mineral level of its surface, is through nuclear power. Because, as I said at the beginning, radiation dissolves the material plane. So we have to heal the mineral earth level, basically, the surface level of Japan. And that's an emergency kind of spiritual rescue. At the same time, how are you going to do that? Well, you use your own body. There are forces in your own body, alchemical, mineral forces in your body that have to go into the soil of Japan. And you might think, why me? What's it got to do with me? Well, you'll see. It's a collective responsibility to heal this landmass. If that's unstable, it destabilizes everywhere. Because Japan is at a key point of the earth. It's at a place where there are forces triangulating all over. I won't get into that right now. Yes, it is.
Anyway.
There's chaotic radiation being released in Japan for several reasons. They built too many reactors. Those reactors are unstable. And radiation is a force that humanity doesn't understand right now. If it uses radiation for whatever purposes here in energy use, it doesn't know the repercussions of releasing radiation on the surface. It dissolves the surface. It destabilizes the fabric of reality. And that's what we need to do. Now, you have to first understand radiation to a degree, then to antidote it with stabilizing lead forces. And radiation decays to lead anyway. So this is what we're going to do. And the other thing you may pick up, finally, is that every soul who has died in Japan, and quite a lot, of course, is a lot of them are stuck in the lower astral plane. And they're attracting a lot of entities. They're lost, they're confused, they're traumatized. They've got a lot of radiation toxicity grafted onto their soul's energy. And there's a lot of mass confusion of many souls not knowing where they're going. So, also, by you sending a beacon of light and asking the angels to guide those souls to move up past the lower astral plane on to the next stage of their afterlife. So we'll do those as a healing. So, imagining you're in your column of light.
Yes.
It's recording. But this time, also become aware that surrounding you in the room, our group, are the ascended masters, spirit guides, who've come straight away to help in the healing. And imagine that the land of Japan is not actually very far away, it is right next to you, as if you can connect to every part of the earth. Ask to heal, to re-stabilize the mineral earth level, the surface level of Japan, as if it's been traumatized and ripped open, and powerful forces from inside the earth are spilling out chaotically. So visualize you have to seal the surface, the ground of Japan. You're doing it with your own body, with forces in your own body. Same time, ask to connect to the souls who died in Japan, the people, an imaginal sense how far away from the earth they are, in the land of the living. Perhaps sense that they are still close, hovering in what is called the lower astral plane, stuck and confused. They don't even know they're dead. And ask to escort them with the help of the angels and the guides to their next level of the afterlife. Imagine you are personally escorting some of those souls, showing them the way up. this healing from you is continuing in a sort of parallel way for a while as you come back into this room, that you will carry on this healing work with your soul. But visualize again your feet, and that lines of light are going into the earth, but sense that these lines of light into the earth are more living. They have a more living awareness.